This is The Daily Creative. February 21st, worst case scenarios. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, believed that fears that paralyze us are often overblown. He recommended that his followers engage in an exercise of intentional discomfort as a way to better understand real versus perceived risk. For example, many people allow their fear of failing on a project to escalate into losing their job and ultimately winding up homeless. Not going to happen, but it feels that way. To that, Seneca wrote, "Set aside a number of days where you will have the most meager of food and clothing. Then ask yourself, is this what I feared?" Well, I don't recommend directly confronting every fear. It's probably not a good idea to run out into traffic just to confront your fear of getting hit by a car. It can be a useful exercise for some of those more paralyzing psychological fears that inhibit your creativity and effectiveness. For example, the simple practice of sharing an idea in a meeting or of speaking publicly in front of people that you don't know very well can cause some people to break out into a cold sweat. However, by engaging in this kind of activity, you are likely to discover that your fears of these activities are really nothing to fret. Even if things go poorly, you're unlikely to be harmed in any real way. Plus, you'll have a great story to tell. By directly confronting your worst fear, you often dismantle it. Here's today's question. Is there a fear that's paralyzing you that you need to confront?